Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Getting back to those sporting events that I mentioned, it would be easier to say what's not happening here this weekend. Oh, it's going to be a weekend for the ages here in the city. So many massive events scheduled. The city's tourism department has their work cut out for them. Newsman Mac Rosenberg now with the rundown.
Wherever you want to enjoy the Knicks and the World Cup and everything else, and however you want to enjoy them, NYC Tourism and Convention CEO Julie Coker says NYCTourism.com has you covered.
So your listeners can go on and where is a great bar in Queens, or I'm looking for a restaurant in Staten Island, or I'm going to be in Manhattan tomorrow. What can I do?
Some of the big World Cup watch parties will be happening at Bronx Terminal Market and Brooklyn Bridge Park. As for Knicks watch parties,
Top of the Rock, and then also to the Brooklyn Bowl.
And 900 restaurants will be offering $26 deals for the World Cup. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Ooh, it's an exciting time to be in the city. Well, after the Knicks won Game 4, chaos on the streets outside MSG and across the city, most of it in good fun, but we know there were some instances of violence. Here's a horrific case we're just learning about. A teenager was beaten into a coma after a confrontation over the game. Sources say this started with a content creator who was streaming in a sea of fans, and at some point he yelled, "Spurs in seven!" You can imagine how that went, right? A fight broke out, and in the chaos, sources say the streamer lifted a 17-year-old boy, slammed him to the ground, and was hit repeatedly in the head and body. The teenager then suffered a seizure, typical of a head injury, and went into a coma. He was initially listed in critical condition, but they say he's now stable. No arrests have been made, but police released a photo of somebody believed to be involved. You can see that picture on our website at 1010winds.com and all of our social sites. People were in line since very early this morning to get their hands on a limited edition NYC World Cup jersey sold at the official city store.
Think you could spend 5 hours in 90-degree weather to maybe snag a shirt? These fans did.
I know, but this one is special. It's New York City. And if you're from here, you needed to get that.
Yeah, Mayor Mamdani told fans, head to city store for $50 World Cup jerseys, and that they did until
sold out, but hopefully they bring it back.
But Rex is still appreciative.
It's a really cool product launch. I was happy to see it was $50 compared to FIFA's $300 price tag for their New York City special jersey, so I hope they restock it again so more everyday New Yorkers can get the products they love.
Yeah, fans say there's so much to be excited about in the city right now, so they're not even bummed out. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Store.
$50 compared to $300. Somebody said, I hope the jerseys are nice. You know, you sometimes get a less than authentic shirt and they misspell the word or whatever. Hopefully that's not the case. But anyway, good luck. Hope you get one. And as World Cup fever sweeps across the city, the mayor wants to give New Yorkers more time to play soccer at the city's parks. Check this out. So he's ordering 5 parks to stay open overnight. From 10:30 p.m. to as late as 8 o'clock the next morning for pickup games in the late night to early morning hours. The overnight hours come to one park in each borough, including the Chelsea Waterside Field over in Hudson River Park and Astoria Park up in Queens. Each field will have space for up to 3 7-on-7 matches, and Parks Enforcement Patrol officers will be on duty. Boy, an overnight pickup game. Don't you love it? All the kids at this Long Island high school scrambling to take a new class focused on bots.
Misty the robot dances and talks to you.
That's awesome. I like watching TV shows too.
This is part of a new and very popular coding class here at Baldwin High School.
You could edit the degrees you want it to move for how long you want it to move, and you can edit loops like how many times you want it to occur.
So will Misty talk to me?
Misty, who's the best reporter?
Silent. That's not a good response there. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
And we've got 8 new locations where kids can go and learn to swim for free. Mayor Mamdani and the Parks folks announced that this morning About 18 outdoor pools citywide, and they're looking for young'uns to come and enjoy them safely. The registration is open now through August. The classes offer slots for more than 16,000 participants this summer. This is for kids 18 months to 17 years old, and it's designed to save families hundreds of dollars in swimming lesson costs while building lifelong water safety skills. The summer sessions run from July 6th until August the 28th. All NYC outdoor pools will open for the season on June the 27th. Mayor Mamdani says every kid in the city deserves to enjoy the water safely, and will put parents at ease, too. And as the news continues on 1010 Winds, if you're walking by Union Square this weekend, you'll come across a massive new sculpture installation modeled after a classic kids' toy.
In the middle of Union Square's hustle and bustle, there's now a new installation you can go up to and even interact with. It's a bead maze designed by seven FIT students.
New York City can be very gray, and we really wanted to highlight the natural beauty of Union Square. And
Ryan Johnson says he and his team spent a great deal of time designing the shapes and colors.
Colors make everybody happy, and that's really what we were trying to do.
And Noah Duran says Union Square can be hectic at times. This can offer people some stress relief.
To have somewhere in the city where you can kind of chill for a second, kids can play.
FIT students worked with DOT, and the bead maze will be up here in Union Square until next May. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Union Square.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.